When the verdict came down, Judge Jerry Baxter acted swiftly. He had 10 of the 11 handcuffed and taken to jail immediately. The defendants and their lawyers seemed stunned. One defense attorney argued there was no compelling reason to jail them. Judge Baxter responded,
"Well, the compelling reason is they've just been convicted. They have been convicted, and that's enough for me."
A racketeering charge carries a sentence of up to 20 years, but each of the other charges carries a sentence too. For example, some defendants were charged with making false statements and writings. The sentence for that, 1 to 5 years. Some say those penalties are too severe for former educators. Attorney Gerald Griggs represents former teacher Angela Robinson. In addition to racketeering, she was found guilty of 4 counts of making false statements and writings and faces up to 35 years.
35 years in prison for an educator, that's unfathomable, you know, and hopefully, you know, in his determinate wisdom and counsel, he will see that these are people that have never been convicted of a crime, never committed a crime.
Some pastors and community activists have circulated petitions for mercy, asking Judge Baxter to be lenient in sentencing. They plan to speak out on the steps of the Fulton County Courthouse before the defendants are sentenced this morning. Martha Dalton, WABE News.